Eric, hello Trafos, by the Rosh Hashiva, Shir Gimel, continued, Yud Aleph Adaleph, Hey Tav Shimon Vav, February 20th, 1986, and Thursday, continued.
All over. More, sometimes more than 20 needles, he sticks in. Has shown leave cavities, holes. Even under the microscope, I'm sure. One will not be able to see all because it sticks it very mildly. So the moment when you push in a needle, you know, let's say, in your head or even in your skin, then you take out of it. Do you see a hole? You don't see a hole. So the lion is probably so handy that he could puncture, you know, if he made and. From the point of view of the lion's, you know, perspective, so it's very mildly, it's superficial. But even though it's superficial, and the puncture doesn't involve any perforation of the lungs or of the heart, but it punctures through the outside, the goof. You know, the surface of the roof, and it might even touch the heart and the lungs, but only touches it on the surface, thereby producing excessive bleeding, and Mele the Behemoth is destined to die, but not immediately. It'll die maybe a month later, and so on and so forth. So that's why the Beshamim call it Eres. But it's not to be equated to the Eres of Nochash. Eres of Nochash is poison. And here, it's not in the sense of Eres. I also use it, inject the venom. But I mean, it's not to be understood in the same sense as the venom of a snake. I think it means that it produces excessive bleeding. And that cannot stop in such a way that you cannot even see any cavities or any tearing apart of the vital organs. But it still manages to produce excessive bleeding in the vital organs, and that causes a fatality. That causes death. All right. Zeisachayo. Lamech, the Babylon, Communion, the Almage, Bodlechosh, the Bakin, it's rather than the Shibon, it's in Skashi, the Shibin Hero, the Shredish, Shots, and Hoshanam, the Medrash, Kimabeisha, and the Bokh, the Major, the Yitno, Shamulchosh, the Skashi, our Anna Hakisha, Home, the Skashi, Ben, our Hitamo, Dobo, my Duchlod, the Nafsha, the Bokh, the Half, the Native, with your Israel, the Hinoch, the Highest, and Israel is Ashur, the Matera. Wo ike de himmel schnecht vor ad leo themel li poi ich minito zum sagidin tani welcher kam kasch li drei vor dies ist der kasch how is it that the mishnah doesn't mention a very important trei zum sagidin you know what zum sagidin that's called in english it's called Achilles tendon because of the story I think Homer, you know, somebody who shot, who cast an arrow into another, I don't remember the names. So, Achilles, you know, into Achilles, the name was Achilles. So the arrow was cast into the tendon, the Achilles tendon. What's the Achilles tendon? The Achilles tendon, there's a machlokes l'shem. Of course, it goes without saying. The Tumas Agidim represents the convergence of many tendons. And above the ankle, you see, above the ankle, so you have a convergence of a number of tendons that come together, a few tendons that come together. So that's according to some of the Shemini, it's in the back, of the foot above the heel, and the Kovil Samrishini is in front. But whether it's in back or in front, the Shkno passes that we have to be Machmir. In other words, if it's Nechtechu, the tendons over here, or the tendons over here, so it's Treyfus, because it's Machlikas Hashem. Shkno mentions both days. So that's Treyfus. That's Treyfus. The Achilles tendon was removed. The Achilles tendon was removed. I know someone, a Chicago rabbi, I'm not going to mention his name. So a Chicago rabbi was dancing at a certain wedding, and then there was some yeshiva bochurim who danced wildly. In other words, they wanted to make a show how the Cossacks dance. So we think that's also part of Funkite, you know, to dance like the old Cossacks. So they stepped on him, he fell, and they stepped on the Tzumas Agidim, and he was in the hospital for 4 months in Brooklyn. His life was in danger, even today, you know. But they performed an operation and he's all right. But Nechtechu, Tzumas Agidim is not a simple thing, even today, with all the progress. So, Nitlo Tzumas Agidim, so he's straight. So why doesn't the Mishnah mention it? So Tesis says that Tzumas Agidim is included in Basgir, Behimo Shenechtechu Raglel. So in other words, there are two types of Behimo Shenechtechu Raglel. One type of Behimo Shenechtechu Raglel, when the upper portion of the hind leg was removed. And the other type of that Raglel, if it was caught in the convergence of the Achilles tendons above the heel, above the ankle. Now, I would like to mention that it's very important. We're not discussing the meaning of Tzumas Agidim. As a matter of fact, Tzumas Agidim is one subject that is not even discussed in the preface, but in the Imam Kash, the fine book. We'll have to go over more at the fine book also. I mean, like this, preface is only in the preface. But Tzumas Agidim is one Indian of preface that is discussed in the fine book in the Imam Kash. Now, so they are two machines in the north. You see, there are three porking in the hind leg of the baby, three porking. One peric, three portions. So one peric, one portion consists of the heel, the foot, the heel, let's say up to the heel. That's our Kuba Shalomat. That's one. Then the second portion. The shoik. The shoik means from here up to the knee. Up to the knee. And then the upper portion. From the knee up to the goof. So there are three portions in the leg. So the aloha is like this. If the Akuva Shalimato was cut off in the Behimo, then it's clear. Then it's clear. If the upper portion of the hind leg was cut off, then it's free. According to everybody. How about the shake? So, one thing is clear. The Tzumas Agidim is at the lower end of the shake. The shake begins here, you see, the shake begins here, up to here, there's the shake, and this is the Akuva Shalimah. So, if it was cut off in the Tzumas Agidim area, so then of course it's straight, but suppose, suppose somebody, let's say a surgeon, he cut off, it doesn't make a difference, surgeon or not a surgeon, he cut off the whole leg of the behemoth, up to the knee, but that he left intact. So there are two shapes in the Gemara that I know. The first washing in the Gemara that I know is that it's also trefo. It's also trefo. When is the chelo? Only if the akuvo limato was corrupt. But if this was corrupt, the whole thing, up to the knee, so it's also trefo. And the second washing in the Gemara is that if the whole shake was cut off up to the knee, so it's kshel. Now the Ramban, practically most Rishonim, passed in like the second washing. That it's trefo only if it's nechtach in the Tzumas Agidne area, or the uppermost portion of the leg that is joined to the goof, the thigh area, you see. But the shoyich, if it was cut off, so is kshel. The shoyim chaber mentioned both the chains, mishuknoch. And the Ramor paskens lechumre, like the first lashon, that's the way Rashi paskens, that even if the shoyik was nechtach, so it's also there. But many of the shoyim, especially the Chachim Sfar, the Rambam, the Hashbo, the Tvor, they pasken like a second lashon, that it's only trefei if it's nechtach in the Tzumas Agidin area. That's at the end of the shoyik, just above the ankle, or the uppermost portion of the leg. So the Ramban, in the Chiddushah Ramban, that I'm mentioning it because it has to do with the union of Trefa Chai or Trefa Ina Chai. That's why I mentioned it. It's not our union yet. So the Ramban says like this, according to the second Rosh, as the Rif in the Ramban passage, that if the middle portion of the leg, so the knee was removed, it's not trefo. So then we have a very remarkable phenomenon. Suppose a surgeon comes and cuts off in the middle of the Tzumas Agidin, the aim is a trefo. But suppose he cuts it off here, so then it's not right. It's not right. I mean, how pishmor I would say, listen, I mean, here he cut off more. There he cut off only a little bit. He says, don't ask any questions. There's the way it is. So then he discusses another question. Suppose somebody was chaytel to misagim. And the behemoth also had the Tzumas Agidin cut for an arm, for 2 months. Then the doctor came and said, why let the poor behemoth suffer and die? It's going to die. We'll cut off the whole leg up to the knee. You know the way they do it, somebody has been green poison. You take off the leg to save the life. So the doctor said, in order to alleviate the suffering of the behemoth, and to enable the behemoth to live, so we'll cut off the rest of the hind leg too, after the knee. Does it become kshela or it doesn't become kshela? Do we say, since originally, so it was cut in the Tzumas Agidin, it became trefo already. How can it become kshela if it acquires a shem trefo? Or not? So then the Ramban, he discussed it. And then the Ramban in Chiddushi, Daf, I involve the Sugi in the Ilan Kasha, comes to the conclusion that if it, if somebody cuts the behemoth in the Sajidin area, it becomes great. But say 2 months later, a trefer can live up to the Beshredesh. So 2 months later, 3 months later, the behemoth is still living. And then somebody comes and he cuts off the whole leg, up to the knee. So then it becomes chayav. The Rosh, the Hashbo, all the Rishim Machin. The Rosh turned to the Beimam Kash in the Rosh. Beimam Kash. I'm discussing it because it's very important. And the Indian of Trefa Chaya in a Chaya. Now, the Rosh in Beimam Kasha Pirke, the of whom, paragraph Zion. The eighth line from the top in the second column, it's that Kuf Ayin here, Nagumar, I suppose you hear more than you see. The eighth line. The Iksha Rambanza, in Kain, in Nechtech or Agidin, Yachtech Kol HaRegal Lemaila Mitzimus Agidin, Vitarza Lechshel, Vitiretz Deinach Nam, Vichozro Lechshel, Elevada Yim Shochat Acha, Shemitu Tzimus Agidin Trey, but suppose he doesn't cut off the whole leg, up to the knee, and he shechts it as soon as the it was cut in the Tzumas Agidin area, then it's straight. Shariyeh bo mako shenechai. Shariyeh bo mako shenechai. Bo, ve'af al pi shimu yochetir. You see that Ramban emphasizes shariyeh bo mako shenechai. That tends to indicate that the inechai is the essential fact. It's a trait that because it's in a chayo. That's how it's mashed. But of course, that could be, according to what Nitziv says in the Rambam, this could be consistent with Shiva's Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, there are two types of traits. There's a trait of that is based upon the Loch of Mishmish Sinai. Nitl Tzumas Agidin is not included in the list of Yitzchak's treifes. But it's treife anyway. So that's treife because of Metalomus. So that's why the Ramban emphasizes Shari Yeish Bo Mako Shenechayo. Or maybe the Ramban sheetees that all treifes are based upon the fact of Metalomus. I don't know. But it could be consistent with the Shittas Rambam, the way the Nitziv explained it. Shariyeh bo mako shenechayah bo. Vav al pi shimu yachay techarei bo lemayi lo nishachayah bo. Hashtim yeh beizim yeh shatrei bo. Bo bo ein achay. Afiu bibido samon. Sito yiseira. Bido samon. Even by administering therapy, medicines. Avo. If after it was caught in the tumas, I didn't hear yet. Chotach lemayla mitzvus agidin, kidem shritoso, vichoyso, bahakei shokto, lav mitzvus agidin izi, eloch tuchas hagleo, limato, mina akubo kshel, vinteina, so he says in Achman. In other words, it's a very strange thing. Ibrahim is a treifo, one day, and the next day, no, it's not treif anymore, it's kshelo. Vinteina, kvor ischilo mako zu, להחתיז בו ניסו, מסוכן עשי ולא יתראיתו. הוא קשרו, וכן מוצאים את טריפיס נחשב. So you ask a kasha, but since yesterday it was destined to die, so in the tradition of טריפו, so how is it that when the next day you amputate the whole lower half of the hind leg to become kasha, so that means that Trefo is, he can be broken out, that's impossible. So he says, well, temperate with Nagpaka. But in view of the fact that ultimately it was cut off, so then it is retroactively determined that the later lomus of the behemoth who temporarily had a chatichas tzumas agidin was not a chatichas tzumas agidin of grateful but of misgivings. If ultimately, so in other words, the Ramban concedes that it's impossible to say he's grateful and he's grateful is one. Is never fine. Never fine. But if at the end you remove the lower half of the leg, so then it's reactively determined that it was never played. But it was destined to die without this operation of amputating the lower half leg, so it is misicanus. Therefore, it's still a matter of asking if one misses the sickness in late. Ukshero, the Chemo Tinu Traitus Nichoris, Reish and Mikvo, the Musabe of this Bisra Traitor, Hosra the Mistero, Kukshero, there is more. Has, suppose, originally there was naked in the lung, and then, the naked was missed up because the ribs became stuck to the neck. So it was blocked. So it's kosher. So we find something similar. So the Rosh says, that's a strange thing. Because that now is the Rosh. Because the Chilpri, not only the Rosh is Chilpri, the Hashbo, the Rosh, the all Chilpri, most of them are Chilpri, and the Rambalash. Because the Chilpri is she prays for Tazel and Shira the other, and when Yaki she nechte for the Tzimus Agidin, Mesel, Bilchot from Tril and Milo, which if at the very outset he would cut it beneath the knee, fine, but if originally he cut it in the Tzumasagidin area, above the ankle, and then he made the surgical operation, and he cut off the whole lower half of the leg, straight already, what? He's cutting the creeper, so what? What is it? So, Allah has left with things I didn't show in the Kone, Shekronich Nazbir, Chelia Treifes, in the Kone, the case of the Reich, the Domal Reich, and the Atmoi, Medes, and Masri, Sabea. No, Raya, because over there, it's not that he became Treifes, it never became Treifes. In other words, if a naked occurs in the lung, in the place where it adjoins the ribs, so then at the very outset we say it's destined to be blocked by the ribs. In due course, it will be blocked by the ribs. And this naked is destined to be healed by itself. But here, it's not destined to be healed by itself, only through a surgical operation. So maybe it becomes playful. And once it becomes playful, how can it become chill? And the Rashbo also says the same thing. Then he says, we say for a Tumo Pasek Rashi, because Rashi passes like the first washing that I have bought, that even if at the very outset he cuts off the shape, the new means also plays. So maybe that child doesn't become up according to Rashi. Child only comes up according to the Pesach of the Rambam, like the second version, that if originally There is another machleke between Sham Bisila. One machleke is in respect of the song Bishet. So, how many vertebrae have to be removed in order that the Shedre should be considered as an incomplete Shedre? So, the Shamay Amachna say only two vertebrae are missing, are removed. But if one vertebrae, one Hulye is removed, so it's considered a substantially complete Shedre, and it is still Mitamedeya. The seal our making said, even if one vertebrae is removed, so it becomes an incomplete Shedre, and it's not Mitamedeya, so the seal is made. Then another machlokes. Suppose a portion of the human skull is cut out. In other words, we're not talking about a person who is in lifetime, they cut out a portion. He died, and then he performed an autopsy. And they cut out a small piece from his skull. And the rest happens to be in a certain moment. Is it in Tamedea or is not in Tamedea? So the Shammai say, if the portion that was cut out from the skull is the size of a Madeach. Madeach is a certain instrument with which you cut out his neck or something. I don't know myself what kind of it is, his neck or something. What is it? You look it up?
The drill.
A drill, okay. The, as much as a drill can take a hold of it, as a drill can take a hole. I mean, how much, what is that? I mean, all right. Gemara in Chiras discusses how much that is. So, if Chimloy Magdeach, so was cut out from the skull, so the rest of the skull is considered an incomplete skull. It's an incomplete skull, so it's not Mitame. Silel say that as long as a piece that is enough to be named the person in his lifetime was cut out, the rest of the skull becomes an incomplete skull. How much is it? So the more in Chiras, that one design says, the more clear that one time says that this is the size of the cell. Size of the cell. That was in Mantea, that was known in ancient times in the Alps of Swara. The size of the cell. Size of the cell. So that is made. No. And what is the size of Mantea? As much as a drill can take hold of. So the more in Chiddush from Zion from Chay says that is Salah plus a little more. Shemaimis Nachai is exactly the size of the Salah. Leiman Dea is a little more. So again, the Shammai are Machmir and the Silel are making. Because according to the Shammai, only if the portion that was removed from the human considering a new complete form and Sitan Nashikanikoya. But suppose exactly Isala was removed from the human skull, so the rest is still considered a complete skull, then it's mitame engaged. So the Amachia, according to the Sila, even if just Isala is removed, it's mitaya judgment. So again, the Sila is removed. Now the question is, after all, He still will say that Tishemim is Nachai, so that's Mitzies. Isala plus is Mim is Nachai. Why are the Shamash Belich? What the Achilik and Mitzies? So the Shem Melikash. One of Shem. He still will say that Isala plus is Mim is Nachai. So why in Shammai say, no, I'm sorry, the seal say, Isala Mitzutzemes, his name is Nachai. So Mele, if Isala Mitzutzemes was removed from the skull, so the remaining skull is an incomplete skull, and it's Torah Mitzutzemes. And Shammai say, no, only the little more than Isala was removed. Then it becomes an incomplete skull. So what is it? So this gives very strange terms. It sounds strange. So this is the power. There is no matter. This is the above in here. And the Maran here mentioned. So this is the above in here. This is the power. The Mitzies is the power. Sometimes you remove a portion of the skull by hand. By hand. That's even surgical. So, when you remove it by hand, so then it's fatal, even if you remove Isala Mitzutzemes from the skull. Sometimes, Machmas Chayim, so it deteriorates, and this portion of the skull disappears. So, in order to become fatal, when it happens as a result of chayim, then it must be reduced by the size of Kirei Madeach, by the size of the Isala Plus, of Isala Moach. Oh, that's what he says. Sure that you all went over all the pieces. Now, since I expect to be here tomorrow too, so I would ask you to start going over the Gemara, not where we left off. We left off the Omar Abitzot for Rabbi Yisif, Omar Rabbi Yichan, Halochet Ivreim HaKazayis. Ivreim HaKazayis. So today, you should try to go over the Gemara Dachum Heyo Medalet, 7th line from the end of the Omer. Nikach Chum Shel Beyach Abtu Dach Membob Omudale Nikla Akabu. Just with Rashi. No taste this. Just with Rashi. And when you go over to the Gemara Dach Membob Omudale about the Chval, at the Liyad the Chval, at Pipal Shemao, you don't have to go over the second Loshon Rashi and the third Loshon Rashi. Because the second Loshon Rashi and the third Loshon Rashi is very confusing and very complicated. And the main pshat is the first Loshon Rashi. So you can ignore I mean, at this moment, I mean, the second Lashon Rashi. Rashi has three Lashonos, just the first Lashon Rashi. That's the main pshat. The main pshat. Okay. Now, I don't know whether I don't want to say anything, because then might be in the Rashi. So I don't know how much they would cover. Maybe we want to be reached even more, because I want to discuss the Tam Shite of all the Muslim Masra and the Tri-Friends of the Kashas, Kaliyah, you know, Kashat Nosi, the cases of the town, maybe we discuss other things in the year. So I don't know whether we'll go, but you have to be prepared. I'm sure that you went over all these things. Because you see, Rio will start with Simon Lamed next week. So this is the Gemara that is the basis for the Inyonim discussed in Shokno and Simon Lamed Lamedal. So that's why right now I want to go over the Gemara Bachamed. In order to be all the
Shir Dalad in Shir in Trefos Belo Shishiva Yudbez Adar Aleph Hitoshim 26 on Friday.
The Omar Rabbi Omar Shmuel the Chen Yitrei the Lord the Morris Vochen Ered Min what else? Chiras okay yeah it's okay ביום הרבין אמר שמואל וחיים יצאי אבל זה מחלק יש ביטוי מבי שמיים בי סילל מחלק יש ביטוי מבי שמיים בי סילל כמו חיסון בשק תלוכה איז עצם כיסאו even a small thing like this כיסאו the size ועל is תמיד how much is it So it can come with magnum mask, but the air has to be a complete shefa or a complete skull. So the question is, what is a complete shefa? So suppose, so if two vertebrae were removed to Julius, then according to everybody, it's an incomplete shefa, and it's not in time to be air. If one shefa is what if one Julius, one vertebra was removed, then there is a machleid will be shana misil. Misil is saying it's an incomplete shefa, right? So it's toya mita 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 mesaya. Misil are made it. And the shama say, if only one vertebra was removed, so it's not toya mita mita mesaya. So they are machleid. So Shmuel says, the chen mitreif, the same machleik is would apply to treife, but there, in connection with treife, so behemoth, the roles will be reversed in respect to Tumaseyel, so the Shammai Amachmir and Sila Meikir. In respect to treife, the Shammai will be Meikir and the Sila Amachmir. Suppose the behemoth had in its lifetime removed one vertebra, but not two. So according to Bishamai, it's still complete shatter. So why is it a trade? It's a complete shatter. And so Bishamai will be making, according to Bishilel, it's an incomplete shatter, so it's trade. So Bishilel will be making. וחיים לטריף, הם ניסי פדאי חד יודה דיקטונה, so how the Shmuel know the חיים לטריף? Maybe, משם הם ניסיל say it in regard to Tumaseya. They don't have reference to טריף of Bains. מייך את איס? The guy is, because in the same Mishne, in the same fair, there is another machlekes. Between Bishamai and Bisila, in regard to to a human skull. So in order to imitate the AL, the human skull in the AL has to be complete. But if it's an incomplete skull, not. So the Shammai say, what makes it into an incomplete skull? So that it would be toil in AL. If the piece removed from the human skull is the size of a drill spool, kimlei magdeach, as much as a drill can grab it, can take a hold of it, What's that? So, according to the Gemara in Chiras, it's at the end of Lamed Zayin and Beis, and it continues into Lamed Ches, the beginning of Lamed Ches on Medal. So that's a Sela plus, not just the Sela, Sela is a Mabeh, but a little more, a Sela plus. How much more the Gemara doesn't mention? I mean, that has to be explored, how much. You know, sometimes when we talk plus, so even infinitesimal, but here we couldn't say even infinitesimal, so it has to be, something substantial plus. The Gemara doesn't say. All right, anyway, but it's a little more than the size of the cell. So only if Kimuloi Magdiach was removed from the skull, so then it's Toya Melitame Tumasiyah. So again, Bishamay Amachnia, suppose exactly the size of Isela was removed, not Isela plus, so then it's still considered a complete human skull, and it's mitame to Messiah. The seal say, K'teishiyom is minachai. In other words, as much as is necessary to be fatal, to cause death. So how much is that? So the Gemara in Chiras, the Flamed Zion says, it means the size of itself. So there we still say that the reason is why Kidei Sheyom is Minachai is Mitaya mit Maseyel, because it's in a chayo, and by the treves of Beime is also in a chayo, so mele the same thing would apply according to Bisilel, we got the treves of Beime. And since we find a machleget in Shalom Bisilel in respect to Meseel, in connection with the human skull and in connection with the human shetre. So just as the machlekes in connection with the human skull applies to treifes of Beimei, so the machlekes in connection with the human shetre also applies to treifes of Beimei. Misayif edayik rabiud liktonik abiud geiles, kamoch isol ligul geiles, bishamayim unkli magdeach, a drill spool will be still a mission of Nahai the Omis. Alma the Mishiomis, a Hoshi Frisorin, Uloch a Hoshi the Rabude, Bahadamishnayes, Mishmas Nisn Daik, the Hoshi Bade Schmeitze, the Hoshi Milse, the Ravire, the Schmeitze, Avadamas Nisn Nidmar, Vin Taymar in Kinamali Porich Name. So the Gemara could ask another question. Voike gulgeles? More than 18? Kint Rav Yudeh akulekoi adarabe. I mean, the whole raya of Rav Yudeh is from gulgeles. So why doesn't the Gemara ask from gulgeles? Veimer Abnatam, here we have Abnatam Shi. It's mentioned in many places. I mean, it's Bochi, in Bokame, in Eiradim, in many places in Shas, on Tamshi. Vein Rav Netam, der Abjüter Likoyag und Geles, die Salgedeitor, die Chisorin, die Gugeles, habe ihm Akrum, und behemo mitrit eben Kidas Akrum, Lichude, aber Lodom, die Islemasle, boje Chisorin, Gugeles, in Nikidas Akrum. So, Rabbetamses, that when Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel says that the machlokes between the Sham and the Zira is in respect to Behem Netur, that's only in connection with Shedrin. The same machlokes are twice in Behem. But the machlokes in respect to his call is a machlokes only in connection with other, the Gabi Tumaseya, but not the Gabi Trefes Behem. Because Legabi vis-a-vis Trefes Behime, the whole question discussed between Bisham and Bisil doesn't even come up. So Ramtam assumes that in order that a substantial piece of the skull should be removed, so the membrane of the brain has to be perforated also. It's inconceivable that a piece of the skull should be removed and there should be no perforation in the membrane. That's inconceivable. It's inconceivable. It cannot happen. That's what Ramtam assumes. So mele, the question is, how can such a question arise in connection with Trefes Behem? We have aloha that if the membrane of the brain is perforated, so then that in itself makes a trefe. We have a whole discussion that, hey, with the outer membrane, the inner membrane, both, either one. Yeah, so, or dafke the outer, or dafke the inner, I mean, the there are four shittes how we pass in that gemara. But anyway, so a perforation of the membrane itself, even though the skull remains intact, so the inside that is enclosed by the membrane remains intact, so it's safe already. So how can there be a machlekes whether it's Kimli Magdeach, or, in other words, a Sela Plus removal, or a Sela Mitzumtzem removal, without any removal, as long as it is, as the membrane is perforated. And if the membrane is not perforated, there couldn't be a removal of a piece of the skull anyway. So, Ram says, the whole machlokes arises only in connection with the Messiah. And in connection with the Bene, so the mere fact that it's perforated makes it into a trefe and it's a phalomus. But then, by Odom, since Odom is Isli Masle, some Mele, not all the trefes that make it a trefe by Behene and in plain or chayo and make fatal. So by Odom he doesn't make him into a trefe. And we see that according to Abnatam, the thing that makes a Behene or another trefe is the fact that it has a chisong, it has an organic defect. That is faith. That is faith. 10 Sodom Yisri Masle. So there are many treifes of the Utres treifes that make the behemoth into a treifa, into an Eino Chayo. But by Odom, they don't make it. They don't make an Odom into a treifa. Because an Odom has mind. An Odom has mind. Abel Odom. Now here there is one term. Vimram Tam Drabuda Likoye. Agogeles. Die Sauge weiter und die Sonne, die Gogeles haben im Akron. Und die Himmel mitverfällt und gibt es Akron noch ohne. Why does Jesus use the Russian Sauge weiter? Why? It's only Hamptam Savanne, Hamptam was Reiseer. Jesus mentions it in many places in Shas, that that's Hamptam Shide. It's not that he only had the Sauge weiter. So the Rishash is here on that. The Rishash says, it's probably a story say there, and that was written in the manuscript, it was written Samech Lamed. So then the Matfis read it as a Dalet, and they put in the Salke Deiter, but actually it means the Svirle, the Chison, the Gelgeles, having Makom, Ubehema, I mean the choice, how the Rishash, Rishash was about Bossi, was a business, which was not about. So how he counted every letter in Shas, More, Rashi, Jesus, Hashem, Mitzri, Maragli. So, such Balabati we had at one time. So, the Sphirale, the Chisorin, the Gogeles, Habi Makrum, Ubehemo Mitrife, Bin Chilas Akrum, the Chude, Abu Odom Yisli Mazle, Boya Chisorin, Gogeles, in Kibas Akrum. Hold the Omar Beirim, the Hoshi Trey Humre, the Sasra. Gogeles, Chigin Shetra, the Gogeles, Agap Shetra, the Gogeles. Now, it's important to know the context of that law. The more there mentioned about the machleket between Bisham and Israel. So then, actually, Bishamai were more chrifin than Israel. Bisham. More hard, more sharp. Not the Israel were not sharp, but Bishamai were even more sharp. But Israel were the majority, were the rov. The Chachmai Israel were the rov. But then a Baskol came out and said, Halocha to be seen. So but then the Morris says, Horeitzelas is Kidiv Bishama Yois, Kidiv Bisilel Ois. If somebody wants to do it like Bishamai, to act like Bishamai, so he can act. If he wants to do it like Bisilel, can also report himself like this. Suppose someone wants to be made the chorus of the Shammai and the chorus of the Sirel. That's the problem today, you know. People ask Shabbos. So the rest of whom they think that they'll give them a good. Sometimes they make a mistake. So there's someone they think that they can do me too. I mean, here in Chicago, people thought they were sure that I would be vehicle and I was mafia, so then there's somebody else. Until they found someone, you know, you got to go and social exam. So this mentioned in respect to everything. So they finally get someone who is made, you know, for everything. Today it's not hard, you know, to get a heta for anything you want. Anything. You have to work a little harder so you get. So suppose someone calls himself like the Kulim Shammai Kulim Israel, so the Gemara uses a very sharp expression, Rosh. Suppose someone tries to act out the Chumras B'Shammai and the Chumras B'Israel, the Chumras B'Israel, so then Ksil Bachisha. Ksil Bachisha. I mean, this Gemara has to be explained, it's not so simple. all, I mean, suppose there is a shaila in the Reise. Shaila Reise, we have stated the Reise of Humre. One Chochem says, is make, one is machmi. So stated the Reise of Humre. Why should not like the Humre of Bo? So why Sil Bachish Achirich? The Ritvo, the Bomes, I think it is, might be mentioned, who knows, and another Sukhi, not in our Sukhi, but further in the Lord's. We discuss it at great length, I just want to mention it. Adavuch, he says that Horeitz Elasis ki Bishama Yise, Horeitz Elasis ki Bishama Yise, is only when the Chachmi Bishamai, the Chochem of Bishamai, passed in connection with the particular tikh. For example, there is a machlekes between the, of course, all that is only kidding the Paschal. After the Paschal, we cannot say, Horeitz Elasis Kidil Bishamai Yise, Horeitz Elasis Kidil Bishila Yise, because Haloch is Kidzila. But kidding the Paschal, so Horeitz Elasis Kidil Bishamai Yise, and the Rachel asked him to be similar. For example, there is a machlekes between Shammai and Bisila, the first Mishnah Yevamos, where the Tzoras Abbas is Muteres, or Tzoras Abbas, or Tzoras Abbas is Asur, or Tzoras Abbas is Asur. Now, what does it mean, Tzoras Abbas? Chom Sheshrem, the first Mishnah Yevamos. In other words, suppose Reuven and Osher, Abbas, Reuven and Osher, sons of Yaakov were brothers, but I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the other Reuven and Osher. They are brothers. And Reuven and Osher has a daughter, Sorach. Now, this is not necessarily like Sorach was Osher, or the Ben Yaakov, because there are some of the Shemim who say the Amidaiket from a certain posik, I don't remember which posik, in the Torah, the Tzorach was not the daughter of Asher. She was the daughter of Asher's wife. In other words, she was like an adopted daughter. In other words, Asher's wife was married before, and then she had the daughter of Tzorach for the first husband, and then Asher married her. So Asher was in the gadol of Tzorach. So we would like an adopted daughter. Adopted daughter is not a daughter. But I am mentioning an example where Sorach is the real daughter of Osher. The real daughter of Osher. And then Osher marries his niece, Basochi. He's allowed to marry Tzimitzvah too. So Reuven married Sorach. And he had another wife. He had a wife, Rochel. Then Reuven died without children. And so they are both left, and he has one brother, Osher. Can Osher be the Yavim's daughter? Of course not, she's an Yavim. So the Chiddush in the Mishnah is by the Silel that not only that Osher cannot be the Yavim, cannot be the Yavim Sorach's daughter, that goes without saying. It's an Yavim. But it cannot even be the Yavim Rochel, the other wife. She's not an Yavim, because she's the Tzorah of an Yavim. So Chomoshestri Noshim, Petri, Sorzeyem, Tzorah, Sorzeyem, that's Bezilosh. And of course, we pass to the Bezilosh. But Bisham might say, Tzorah Sabasim Teres. So, Shemim say, say that when the Gemara says, given a Paschal, a Reuven and Osher, Shammai Yise, the Sila Reise, Sila Reise, so it, it has reference to the case where somebody, let's say, Ruven, came to one of the Chachmei Shammai and he asked him, now, I had a father, Osher, Ruven died. So, Osher came before one of the Chachmei Shammai. He asked him a shayla, he said, I had a father, Ruven, and Ruven was married to my daughter, and he was married to another woman, Rochel, and Ruven died. Can I be niyavim? Can I marry Rochel? And the Chacham of Chachmei Shammai said, yes, of course you can be a Rochel. You've been kind of mitzvah of him. So then, he connected up to his family. Because the Chacham of Shammai possibly. Suppose then, a month later, so there's another case, exactly the same case, the same child. Not to Tobin and Osher, but to the, I don't know, the Shimon Levi. Shimon Levi and Shimon Levi brothers, and Shimon married Levi's daughter. Her name is Levi. And then he married another woman whose name was Rivkin. And then Shimon died, and then Levi come. Levi doesn't come before Chacham Shammai. But he heard, oh, a month ago, my best friend Osha told me what Chacham Shammai told him. Why do I have to go to Chacham Shammai? I know already the psak. Chacham Shammai passed it already. I'll marry Rivke. No, he cannot do it. Because he didn't ask Shailen. He didn't ask Shaila of the Chacham Shammai. Osher did. Osher was allowed to rely on the psak by Chacham Shammai. But Levi didn't ask Chacham Shammai. Even though it's the same case, could we distinguish between this case and that case? But there was no achroy by Chacham Shammai in respect to that particular chatir. It has to be explained. So anyway, that's the limitation that the Ritva places, and the other issue, places upon the Gemara of a Ritva last Kibir Bishamai, he said, and Kibir Bishila, he said. But either Kibishamai or Kibishila, but a Kulais of Shalzeh or Kulais of Shalzeh, even when he gets a Yehoye from the Chachmei Bishamai, so often Chachmei Bishamai, he's a Roshi. Chum Reis of Shalzeh, Chum Reis of Shalzeh, even when he gets a Yehoye, so Ksil Bachishvi. Morganera, he puts a limitation on the Ksil Bachishvi. That's only when the two Psokim, the Psak by Bishamai, and the Psak by Bishilel, as Tata Disaster. Tata Disaster is the same question. But suppose, let's say, in connection with Tzoras Abbas, so he deports himself like the Shammai. And in connection with another Shaila, let's say, in connection with another Shaila, another Indian, so he acts like the Chumra of Bishilel, when it's not the same question, a different question. One is in Yidden and one is in Tumaseya. So then, we do not say Ksil Bachish Kirlich. It doesn't mean that if you deport yourself like one Shite of Chacham Shammai in one Indian, you have to deport yourself like the Shita of Bishamai in only on Atao. I mean, that's in the proportion. Only when it's Tart Visas. So that's what the Gemara says. Then we say Ksil Bachish Kirlich. So the Gemara says, Behold, the Omar, the Hirad, What is Tavu Disasra? So Tavu Disasra is, for example, by Shevre. So let's say he had a Shaile, he had a Shevre, a human Shevre, from which one vertebra, one chumra was removed, but not two. And then the question arose, is he care? Can he enter that hair that has that shebre that is deficient in one chumri? And he acted like the Shammai, he refrained from entering the hair. He moved out of the house. He acted like the Shammai. Then he had another shaile, he also had a behemoth from which one vertebra was removed, and he had to know, can he eat the behemoth or can't he eat the behemoth? So he was machmir, and he decided not to eat the behemoth. That's like, so that chumre is like the sila. So here the Tavu Disasra Mamshech. You acted out Bishamai's chumre in connection with the Masei. Oh, fine. It's your right. Why? The other shaile, you acted out the chumre of Bishila. So you are exil b'chishach. But if he acts out the chumre of the Shammai in one inyan, and the chumre of the Shammai in another inyan, that is not total one in the other, he's not a shubah. He's a very smart person. He knows what he's doing exactly. Here he acts like the psak by the Shammai, and here he acts like the psak by the Shammai. What's wrong with that? He has to act like the psak in holy Yonato. One fochet. So Gemara mentions Shedra the Gulgilis. So Gemara mentions Gulgilis also, that's a kash against Hadmetam, because Bishlim is Shedra, so the same achleikis applies to Treke too, but the roles are reversed. But Gulgilis, so the same achleikis doesn't apply to the legal connection with the Hime, because they are the. If the memory is clear, it's that in itself makes it into a plate. So why is he exil b'chei shachimich? So come to everybody, it's like it's a sort of b'chei. So why is he exil b'chei shachimich? So this says, Rabbeinu says, that the Gemara really means Shedra. And Gomeles is agav choren okat. But just agav choren. Agav Shedra no chagiles. Iname, minyan treifes, Odom koi. Gechini treife nama gulgeles. No, that it is, that it's not a gavkore no kat. But it doesn't mean tar to the sasre that he acted out the chumro of Bishama in connection with Tumaseel and the chumro of Bishil in connection of treife to the heme. Because in connection with treife to the heme, so there is no machlekin to Misham Bisila. The perforation in the membrane, that in itself makes it different. So it's not Iksu Bachir Shechelech, according to everybody is slave. But it means a chumben de kule tarte disasre in Odom itself. The chim treife in Amikri Sodom koi, the chim treife in Amikri Sodom koi, the chim treife in Amikri Hungalin Yerges HaNefesh Hungalin Yerges HaNefesh So what is the Hungre of the Shammai in Yerges HaNefesh? So what is the Aloha of Yerges HaNefesh? Aber Erich ist ein Treife. heiliges Antrieb ist Potter. Gaffertel, Potter muss die Besten, ist offiziell. But he's Potter of the best. So suppose he killed a person whose skull was damaged, whose skull was deficient. A substantial piece of the skull was removed from that person. From that person. How much? Just the size of a cellar. Not the cellar plus, but the cellar mitzvotzenes, not the cellar mitzvotzenes. The cellar mitzvotzenes. So according to the Shammai, it's not the Gabbai theory. It's not the Gabbai theory. According to the Silel, he is a Gabbai theory. If he's not from the Achaylions, if the cellar mitzvotzenes was removed. So, in respect to Tripe Sodom, Rigabi Herig, now so he was Mechayev Nisi. In other words, that person who is Xil Bachish Hirich is not an ordinary citizen. He is one of the Sanhedrin, because otherwise, how could he act out this deed? So, in other words, he is one of the Sanhedrin, and one Sanhedrin couldn't begin a dinner of a person. So, I mean, all the Sanhedrin, I mean, did it that way. So the Shaila arose, let's say, one person killed another person, and the victim was a sick person, a substantial piece of the skull was removed from it. So the question arose, is the Aritzeach chayev or not? So the Sanhedrin passed that the Aritzeach is chayev nisi. That's like whom? Like kus humre. So that's like Bishama. It's like Bishama, because according to Bishilel, if Bishalam Tzemes was removed, so then it's the Gabbateles, so the Tzeach is thought of, since Sanhedrin passed that is high in say, because only Bishalam Tzemes was removed, not Bishalam Obeches. So maybe it's not the Gabbateles. So they acted out the Chumro of Bishilel. But then the same Sanhedrin and other Shaila was presented before them. So in other words, the Aloch is the prayer is a prayer. So then you don't have to give 5 shloim to the kohen. So suppose the baby, the prayer, has a deficient skull, but it's deficient in what piece? I mean, misela, mitzumtzemes. So according to Bishilel, he's a trafe, some mele. He's Potter. So, and according to Bishamai, so he's hired in Pinabe. But he gave already 5 sloy. And then the Shaila was, is the king Mechuyev to restore back, to give it back to him. And the psak was that, so then, the kula would be Sheina Kim Zoraz in Kibbutz. So that would be Tart Vesast in the Kibbutz. Uminos Chaberi Treif. What do you mean, Uminos Chaberi Treif? So in other words, here we have a big Kiddush in thesis. Now, if, since Treif is destined to die, if Treif is destined, craving is destined to die some melee. If a person doesn't kill on the spot another person, but he shoots him, and then he gets a perforated lung, and the doctor says that it's fatal. So then he's hiding the sick, even before he died. Now the question is, the Maram asks a very strong question against the spaces. Why the spaces have to visualize Chutra Dikule by Gugeles in connection of Hiriyas HaNefesh, Chumvel in Hiriyas HaNefesh, Dikule in Pnitre? Why couldn't it be saved? So in other words, a shaila arose before that person that there is a deficient skull in a certain womb, and it's deficient in the piece of the tzalam tzemes. But not the Sela Meruveches, is a Ikean allowed to enter that room? And the Psaki is that Ikean is not allowed to enter that room, because only when it's deficient in Kilea Magdeach, not if it's deficient in Kilei Sela, and Kule, Liam Pin Prayer. Why did they have to mention all of a sudden? Heriges HaNefesh. All of a sudden, Heriges HaNefesh. The Maram is in Kash. After all, Tumas Seyal is mentioned in the Mishnah, but Heriges HaNefesh is not mentioned in the Mishnah always. So why does he have to pick up something in Machachim? When he can mention an example that is mentioned in the Mishnah, and then something else. That's it. That's also based by the Maram. In other words, the Mora says, Chumre Bishamay, Chumre Bishirel, is a Ksir Achishach. That means the Roshi is not. Kules Bishamay, Chumre Bishirel, is a Roshi. It's a wicked person. But Chumre Bishamay, but he is not very smart. He doesn't know, he doesn't have any direction. He's still behind him. But he might be a big savage. I went to see the biggest savage, and then the savage knows. He's still, how can he be the biggest savage? He's just a savage. All right. So if Tesis had mentioned Chumre Liyin Tumaseyel, then you can apply the expression Ksir Bacheshach. But Tesis mentions Chumre Liyin Tumaseyel. In other words, one person killed another person. And the victim was a sick person. He had a deficient skull. What was the deficiency in his skull? Kinley Selah, his senes
was removed, was cut out from his skull. And then, so
the Sanhedrin passed him. So the Bezna passed him. That is high missing. He's not a Gabbatel. Why is he a Gabbatel? Because it was only deficient in Salam Tzemes, not in Pilei Magdeach, in Salam Rubachas. So, like the Chumra of Misham. Then another question came up. When the Kayan eliminated, he's
Yisroel, the father of the baby, Paul, asking Inshallah, he had such a baby that was born with the deficiency of Yisrael's Mitzvahs, and I already gave the Kayan. I already gave the Kayan So he said, the Kayan is mechuyev to give back the five shloim. So that's a seal b'chei shachilech. It's only a seal. It's a terrible person, but there's a chasam shalom. I don't think that any person would act like that. It's not a question of a seal. In other words, he paskened on the basis of chumveh that the Ritzeach should be executed. That's a chumrah at the expense of somebody else's life, some machmir at the expense of somebody's life. That's not just iksil b'chei shachilech. That's not, it's not such a good midah. Iksil b'chei shachilech might be a very good person, but here he acts out all the chumrahs at somebody else's expense. At the expense of somebody else's life. So it's a Ritzeach, according to the other. The other man do Omar is a Ritzeach. It's Ksil Bachay Shechelech. You know the story about Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was a big Meikel Pekach Nefesh, an unusual Meikel Pekach Nefesh. Kippah, Shabbos Nefesh. He always was Cheshish for the most remote possibility of Sakonim. So one Rav once said to him, Petersburg, in the conference, Priska Rav, Herr resigned as the crest of making in Pekuach Nefesh. So Reb Chaim said, Ihr bin ich der größte Mekel in Pekuach Nefesh, Ihr bin der größte Machner in Pekuach Nefesh, Ihr bin ein Mekel in Achilas in Akipurim. But in Pekuach Nefesh, in the Akris HaMach, you've been Cheshish, Vayedach Shoshe, from Sakoni, so that's Ksil Bachri Shachereich. That's, he's a Roshe, the Chumres, at the other's expense, when you Ksil Bachri Shachereich, at one's own expense, but not at the other's expense, he'll pass that his chayim easy should be executed because he wants to act out all the chumras at the expense of somebody else's life. Both kashes are raised by the Maram. So the Maram says that it's a Torah Sefer here. He says, chumrel in tumaseya, rikulel in tumaseya. Not chumrel in Erech Sanefesh. Why does he have to conjure up, pick up in the Chakim Erech Sanefesh when he can mention to Maseya? But anyway, that's not, but it's not that they chose how the Maram and the Mashon, the Maram, how they died in every word of this. But that's Chamet Hamshin, that there is a difference between Trefa Sodom and Trefa Zdei.
Rabbi Yehuda says
it's treife and it's fatal. And Rabbonon say it's not fatal and it's not treife. So the Rabbonon ask Rabbi, how can you say it's treife? It's fatal, but he had a perforated gallbladder and he lived.
lived a long life. So Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbeinu said that was darkness. All right. So the question is, the machleket between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbeinu is in regard to Behemeth. What kind of likashi is it? From here, here is another. So the Mishle Mazle. So it's not fatal. But Behemeth less le Mazle, so it is fatal. So in kashi. Mashma vi deyu mitzvah yikach. Kmo yinot. Deidli kamo. Gaba adumo vi yiroko ksheiro. In other words, suppose the lung is red. The lung is green. You see, your age, it more sometimes means yellow and sometimes means green. So here I think that yoreko means green. All right. So aduma v'yoreko ksheiro u'maisem l'rabnosen shebos ol lifono isho shemolo ez gno. So the twice of ksheiro sa rayecham rabnosen. A Rayef Amonos. Why? Because there was one woman who had a child, and the child was the mother. And then he died from it. You know, that happens when the baby is afflicted with hemophilia. Died. Then they had another child, and again was the mother, and again died. Then she had a third child. To carry out the healing. To carry out the healing for the child. So she came before a person. She came before a person and she asked whether she was able to be not a child. So the person said, you will be able to be not a child, but not now. We have to postpone. Until you become a little older and to be Nivlagon. So she spoiled him and then he was only, and then they performed it. Mora mentions a raya, that the same thing is true. I mean, how do they say that a baby had hemophilia? Because he had a marodem, he had a mariore. So we see that it's not true. You only have to wait until the dam is nidra, sometimes temporarily, you know. So, it has that mark. So here too, the behemoth long has that mark. Probably for some reason, but it's not fatal. So the mother mentions that I was from Odom to behemoth. According to Ramatam, what kind of equation is there between Odom and behemoth? By Odom, it's not fatal because Odom is the Masle. But behemoth is less than Masle, so it is fatal. So it is So this is his very concept. But let's think of it. For you hear only for eight, if you saw him in the days, the Loyakon, or but then from Thomas, from Kash. How can we say that the same outrageous that you can find in Israel? So by the hemo, just the perforation in the membrane of the skull of the brain makes the baby different. So how can that question arise? What substantial piece of the skull is in the limit? It cannot be removed unless it's perforated. So that means out of its place. So he says that. The song of the Loyaku, the Loyaku, who trade for the Vishesei, Pakum, the Posei. Also then the question arises, the question arises, so Tate says that in the Hanan, that the Machlekes is the thing, the for advice to the also, but then rest, what the preparation of the membrane itself is mass of the danger. Suppose there is no preparation. How do you pass it? Well, sometimes not necessarily the efficiency of the piece of the skull. When the skull starts to disintegrate, so then there might not necessarily be any preparation in the matter. So that's the maturity. Shall we see how much deficiency is matri affects Shantrayponi day. But then the question arises, so there is more than it has. So why does the mission mention it? Why does the missionary mention it? So it says, Chusong Algeret, Leavum. The answer is, the mission doesn't mention it, because why does it efficient score in trade, negative trade? Because it's simple enough. So it's included in the calculation of that. So it doesn't have to be mentioned separately. We will talk about that in the next one, but we should see that one. We should see that one. We first say, we don't have to tell you how can you do this. You can tell me that one somewhere. I will get shall I eat see that in the days of faceless, they're all suffering. This is how the other Shemita on the other hand, Nisamu Nadea, in other words, they perform preparations. Unless faceless means Yeshabu on the other child, She. His reference not the darkness from operations, but the criminals could put away, cut out his family and sculpt. That's faster. But as you said, how the other and all those years, I don't know, everything is faster. שהישאר בי שניתם לגירושם יישם למדח ועדיין חיים ונראה תחיסוג נעדו גלס הווה אם נקיב אז so according to them there's no kasha because all of it's the mazle but according to Teisves there's no difference between all of them so it's a kasha so in other words so what the Gemara says is inconsistent with the fact in Yire, the Chisor Magogeles, Havei, Nikivas, Kuma Elim, the same that Toyerly Posse, Avogloi Chisor in Etzem, in Nikav Koelien, in Seif that Toyerly Posse. So when this Chisor Magogeles Matri, if it's coupled with a perforation in the outer membrane, but it, so even though the inner membrane was not nipsak, not perforated, but it's destined to be perforated. Behein, bichem bibehine, ikelman domar tatoime. Now that has to do with the word that may. So according to Tesla's girl say, it doesn't matter, I think it can be according to both or something. So in other words, so if there is one mandomar that says that even if the outer membrane is pierced, but if the inner membrane is intact, so then it's not raven. So it's not raven. So So some melee, there is no chisson etzem. If there is no chisson etzem, so if there is a chisson etzem and it's coupled with the perforation in the outer membrane, some melee is the inner membrane is destined to be perforated, so it's a treife. So it's a treife because of mikvah komishal meyach. It doesn't have to be counted separately. But if there is no deficiency in the skull, and the outer membrane, is pierced, but the inner membrane not, some mele we pasken like the mandoma, that in order to be treifer, then the inner membrane must be pierced. And since the inner membrane is not pierced, and there is no deficiency, so it's not destined to be pierced later either, so it's kshel. What about Adam Mandoma? Fil Mandoma Kome Loye, Afal Gav Leket Atoye. So what we'll say? Afal Gav Leket Atoye, Treb Yesh Lechalik Mablabemo. But not Lab Mitam, Abloim Tam Abletam. El Mushin Godo, Mahkuma Tachti, Koshe Bechozok, Yeser Mebeh. Hoche boye chisorin etzem in kibas eli ubeimo hatachtim rach veitzor chisorin etzem imo eli. Avo bedobo sheshobe baze o baze ein lechal ubeimo. Anyway, we have a machleket between Rabbatam and Eisves as to whether there is an equation between treve sodom and treve beimo, or there is no equation. Rabbatam says there is no equation. So many of the treifes b'behemo do not have to be treifes b'yoda. Now, from Tesves and Rabbetam, it's mashma that the whole basis of the Shem treifo is faith. You see, the whole machlekes is whether we say an account of the Muslim some melee, certain deficiencies, certain organic defects that are fatal in the behemoth, whether they are also fatal in the world. But the crucial question is it fatal or not fatal? So, from this, this is mashma, the trip in the chayu is not a statistical thing, but it's a basic thing, because since Tesla says that there is an equation between Trefet the Behemoth and Trefet the Odom, and Trefet the Odom is Nigeya, let's say, the Gabi here and Godom Trefet is the Gabi Tere. So there it certainly depends upon the fatal or not fatal. We couldn't be sure we got these are Trefet, so we can say fatal or not fatal is not a relevant question. It's only simple. So why is it Trefet? Because the Torah said so, Allah is missing it. But Rigabi Gavatele, it's not sure I have to say. The Torah said so, is it right? Why is it Gavatele? Why is this person different than any other person? So Gavatele, it certainly depends upon the fact that he is destined to die from that market. Yeah. So according to Rabbatam, there is a difference because all of them is like, and Behemo is Wesley Masley. Other Muslim Masle, Behemoth, Lesser Masle, and the Kongri Teisel, Behemoth, and Teisel as two kashes, against Rabbatam. One from the Gemara of Yev, and one from the Gemara of Yev. How can we answer these questions? I think